passenger is gone.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, we're going to turn to that cruise ship, which has been hit by the hantavirus, because it aims to have all passengers off the ship on Monday. They've been marooned since Sunday when the outbreak was first discovered. Let's get the latest on this now with journalist and broadcaster in Spain, Cliona O'Flynn. Hello, Cliona.
Good morning again, Claire.
So when we spoke yesterday, we heard that there were issues with Tenerife accepting the ship. Has that settled down now?
While it hasn't settled down, the decision has been made and, you know, the ship is on its way. It left to start its journey towards the Canary Islands yesterday evening. There are still complaints coming from both the regional government, that was Fernando Clavijo, who is still saying he was never properly consulted and he still wants further clarification. And even the town council of the port where the ship is going. Now, they've picked a smaller port that is away from the main capital and away from tourist areas. It's in a place called Granadilla, which is halfway from Santa Cruz down to the south of the island, but it's near a motorway both to a hospital and to an airport. But the town council there is also saying they are not happy with the way that their port has been chosen. They're worried about the safety of, you know, the local population. And then this morning, I'm seeing that the port authorities are saying, while the ship has permission to anchor off the port, full permission to dock at the port has still not been granted. So there are still question marks over what exactly will happen on Sunday when the ship does arrive.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll have question marks over whether there will be a field hospital used and how long the people will need to be quarantined, because there seems to be some uncertainty around what the timeline needs to be.
Exactly, because we do know that there is talk of setting up a field hospital at the port, which would make sense. But the Spanish authorities are bringing their nationals back to Madrid to isolate, but they're not airlifting them back until Monday. So that assumes that all of the passengers will stay on board until Monday. Now, we do know that there is now discussion ongoing between all of the governments of the nationals on board. There are 23 nationals on board, or 23 people from countries on board, including the Irish government, I assume. I know that the consul has been in touch with passengers on board, and probably the embassy in Madrid is now involved with those discussions. The European Commission has even said it will also help repatriate nationals from different countries. The British have already been in touch and are organising a charter flight, we believe, to take their people home. So between now, today is Thursday, we have until Sunday. And it does at least give the government some kind of breathing space to organise the airlift of passengers. What we don't know is what will happen if there is some passengers who develop symptoms during the journey. I mean, that might change the picture completely, mm-hmm. because as far as we know, they're not isolated in their cabins.
Oh.
So they are mingling with us. Well, I'm not quite sure, Claire. Maybe you have more information on that.
Well, I thought initially they were being told to stay in their cabins, but that may have changed, as you say.
I'm not 100% sure on that, because they're all asymptomatic. But we do know that, for instance, in the case of the two Irish passengers, there is already talk of when they arrive back in Ireland, you know, the kind of advice they will be given on quarantining, whether that will be at home, and what they will need to do if they do begin to develop symptoms. So there are still a lot of questions that, you know, need to be answered. But one assumes that given this kind of 3-day bridge between now and the arrival of the ship, a lot of those questions will be answered.
Cliona, we will keep in touch with you. Thank you very much for that update. That's Cliona O'Flynn there, who is in Tenerife.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.